Talk to us. How did India do at the Commonwealth Games? We fell to sixth, but it was a pretty impressive effort. How did in South Africa? How did India do?
Well, India's done very well. I mean, its most impressive showing was in 2010 when it won 38 gold medals. But this time, India has finished fourth with 22 gold medals and a total tally of 61. There were fewer shooting medals this time. Shooting was one of the staple sources of medals for India. But you've won some surprising medals, including Avinash Sabli in the 3,000-meter steeplechase, you know, beating the Kenyans, which is an astonishing thing for Indian athletics, which has never been among the finest in the world. We won the triple jump gold. And in a really surprising development, we won the lawn bowls women's team event, you know, beating South Africa. So this is the first time in the history of India that we've won a medal in lawn bowls.
That's
Otherwise,
crazy.
It's been distributed across wrestling, weightlifting, boxing, where we have been winning medals in the Commonwealth Games and even in the world events.
That's very impressive. Isn't it interesting? I mean, I think lawn bowls is one of those things that came with gin and tonics
yes,
to both of our
true.
Countries, to both yeah, India and South Africa. And here we are excelling at the Commonwealth Games. And, you know, post-pandemic, I mean, we say post-pandemic, but not entirely, right?
What
is the economic scene looking like in India?
Yeah, the post-pandemic is a kind of hopeful term because we keep wishing that it were over and imagining it's over. And now with the crisis going on with the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the world economy has again got into a twist. But the International Monetary Fund released its World Economic Outlook recently, and the scene for India is not exactly gloomy, but it's not good either. Because over the period of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, I mean, you have to know that fuel accounts for 30% of India's imports, and India has become more dependent on Russian oil. Services and consumption, which are the biggest drivers of growth, you know, unlike the other economies in Southeast Asia, the consumers are feeling poorer because inflation has hit around 7.1% in June. And the most significant result of the pandemic really has been that the current account deficit is now one of Asia's biggest after Philippines. So there's mixed news here. We hope that India will recover.
We certainly do. I mean, what would you be looking to for that recovery? What sectors?
See, it's largely a consumer, internal consumer, domestic demand-driven economy. And you're hugely dependent on imports. So that situation is not going to change. We're hoping that the small businesses will revive, but the whole consequence of the disruption of the labor market during COVID has meant that the scenario for both labor and investment in small business still remains powerless.
I wonder, I mean, I'm just thinking about India being in many respects the sort of pharmaceutical factory of the world.
Yes.
And whether or not the slowdown in vaccine urgency. Well, I was reading an article yesterday about how Aspen Pharmacy is actually going to be shutting down the J&J plant. And it was such a hullabaloo that we got it. But there are no orders. I wonder if that's impacting the economy in India as well a little bit.
Yeah, actually, in this, there's even more interesting news. Of course, as you're saying, India being one of the largest vaccine-producing countries, there have been benefits that have come out of the COVID the outbreak. But the problem really is that this is a small sector of the Indian economy.
Okay.
And one of the things that has come out recently is that Jeffrey Sachs, one of the world's best-known economists, has said that possibly the COVID outbreak must be attributed to experiments being conducted in American labs rather than Wuhan. So that's a story worth following as well, because there might be more around the corner.
There may indeed. We do love Jeff. All right. Final story of the day. I'm curious about this personal data protection bill. I think it had been underway for some time, 2018-19. Why was it withdrawn?
Yes, the bill has been in the offing, the personal data protection bill. There are around 749 million users of the internet, but there's no data protection law in force. So the central government had introduced the Personal Data Protection Bill, and it's been in the offing for 5 years. But on August 3rd, the central government has withdrawn it. The ostensible reason is that the Joint Committee of the Parliament recommended 81 amendments to 99 clauses. So this was a kind of severe criticism of the government's proposals. But all of this has been going on amidst lobbying from Google, from Apple, and from Meta for the asking for or protesting against the restrictions on cross-border data transfers. They argue that intense localization of data would make it difficult for them. Twitter and Meta have introduced legal proceedings against the Indian government for the increasing authoritarian tendency, interference in the posts that are being put up. What the government has proposed now is something that is euphemistically being termed as a comprehensive legal framework. And there are fears that the law introduced in Parliament will give government unfettered access to personal data. You must remember that India is the world's largest repository of biometric information following the Aadhaar exercise. So there are all of these concerns about whether we will go the way of Europe or the way of China with regard to data.
Right. And it sounds like commentators are saying closer to China with the withdrawal.
Yes, I mean, unfortunately, that seems to be the global trend right now of government authoritarianism, and India and China are leading.
Sure. South Africa, I'm sure, is not so far behind. We were just talking about the other day about how we might be getting spied on through, in defiance of Rika. But anyway, we'll hold on. We'll hold on to new WhatsApp sensibilities in the meantime and pretend the government can't see us.